Recently, Jericho High School's new media communications classes agreed to take the Bored and Brilliant Challenge posed by WNYC's New Tech City, a public radio podcast focused on technology's impact on people's lives. However, most of the students did not end up lasting the whole week or doing the daily challenges. Regardless, all the students who participated truly became more cognizant of the alarmingly high amount of time they spent on their phones. To begin, we spoke with new media communications teacher and advisor of the Jer Echo, Suzanne Valenza, about why she felt this challenge was important to introduce to her class.
I figured with a media communications class, it would be an interesting topic for us to look at. And since I have a line of phones being charged every day during this class, I really thought it might be fun to have a group of students experience life without their phones or just look at their phone use.
The Bored and Brilliant initiative increased student awareness about the excessive use of and reliance on their smartphones. Part of the challenge specifically was to download an app that logged the number of times people picked up their phones and also the amount of minutes spent on their device daily. However, even this challenge did not lessen students' daily use of their phones. Senior Julia Milana attests to this fact.
I'm glued to my phone 99% of the time. I have the app open right now. The most I've ever spent was 416 minutes, which is a long time. And I think the least I've ever spent, there really is no least because they're all very high, but on average, like, the last 5 days it's been 173, 141, 239, 126, so a lot of time, too much time.
After doing this challenge, Julia doesn't feel much has changed in regards to her technologic usage.
I don't think it decreased or increased. I think that I just did, like, I was just on my phone like I always am, and it just made me more aware. But even being more aware, it still didn't stop me from being on my phone all the time. My phone and I, we have a love-hate relationship. I can bear to be away from it, but I like having it on me.
Junior Chloe Citron was the student who spent the most time daily on her phone and other technologic devices. She explained.
Well, when I had that app that tracked your phone usage, it said that I was on my phone for over 6 hours for a few days. So that kind of worried me. And then I deleted the app because I didn't want to think about how much I was actually using my phone. Plus, I go on my computer also. So I probably use technology for half of my day.
We wanted to compare our class results with those of the general public. Creator of the Bored and Brilliant Challenge, Manush Zamarodi, shared what she feels the impact this initiative will have on future generations. In an email, she said, "I am fascinated by how many thousands of people wanted to act on their intuition that their phone was holding them back in some way. We didn't cut much time on our phones, but I heard amazing stories from participants who felt reconnected to the world around them and were thrilled to turn their phone back into a tool rather than a reflexive habit. We've had dozens of requests from pediatricians, teachers, and professors to turn the project into something that can be repeated and handed out to parents and students on a regular basis. One of the most gratifying emails I got was from a young woman who said she'd been struggling in school, but the challenge helped her realize it was her phone that was making studying harder. Once she stopped multitasking, school got easier, and she really connected with the material."
Jericho New Media Communications students respond to Manush Zamarodi's thoughts. Junior Ariana Scavone.
I feel like with this app, now I can be a little more conscientious about how much time I'm spending on my phone, whether or not I'm using my phone to procrastinate. I remember, you know, it'd give you the little signal like, oh, you've been on your phone for 30 minutes now, and I'd go, oh, that's actually not too good, I should get to work.
Senior Alana Levine.
I'm much more aware of every time I pick up my phone now, I'm much more conscious to not use my phone so I can have a better experience.
Senior Sam Newman.
Aware of every time that I pick up my phone or of the time that I use my phone or my computer. And it's weird. I don't like knowing how long I spend on it because it's kind of like, are you wasting your life on your phone?
While it may be impossible for us students to completely give up our technology, this challenge enlightened us about our high usage. And what we learned from this experience will remain with us every time we pick up our phone.
This has been Amanda Damon
and Carly Lapidus, Jericho News.